In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today two great feasts. One is that of Holy Child Jesus, Doctor of the Sick. In the capital of Scotland, Edinburgh, there was once a hospital for sick children. A priest was visiting there one day, and he wrote how one little girl once said to him, "I would like a doctor like Jesus." He answered, "Why, is your doctor here not kind?" She replied, "Oh yes, he is very kind, but he can only make me well by giving me medicine, but Jesus would make me well by speaking to me." Children, we also celebrate today a saint to whom Jesus often spoke, Saint Catherine of Siena. And she also frequently saw Christ as a lovely little child in the Holy Sacrament. Saint Catherine lived in Italy in the 14th century and was what is called a tertiary member of the Dominicans. This means that she was a laywoman, did not live in a monastery, but she wore a special religious habit of a tertiary. And Saint Catherine of Siena dedicated her life of doing penance, so much so that in a litany for her honor, she is invoked by saying, "Saint Catherine, rigidly austere, pray for us." She fasted so much that she managed to go almost entirely without food. Holy Eucharist, in which she saw Child Jesus, became her principal food, and one year she ate nothing else but the Blessed Eucharist from Ash Wednesday all the way until Ascension Day. She also fastened an iron chain around her body, which made her every move very painful, and several times a day she scourged herself until she bled. And she did all these penances happily because she wanted to suffer for her dear Jesus, who had suffered for her on the cross. But I wanted to tell you about an incident when even a holy saint like Catherine of Siena had hard time of following Jesus. And this involved another saint named Catherine, Saint Catherine of Sweden. Times were then hard in Italy when Saint Catherine of Siena lived. In the southern Italy, there was a big kingdom named Naples, and during times of Saint Catherine of Siena, it was ruled by an evil queen named Joanna. This wicked queen had once been introduced to Saint Bridget of Sweden, who had with her two of her children, Catherine and Charles. And Joanna fell in love to the handsome Prince Charles so much that she wanted to marry him. Saint Bridget was so horrified of this that she prayed that God would do whatever it takes to save Charles of marrying the queen. And the mother's prayer was heard. Charles, who was a big and strong man, who until this day had never seen a sick day in his life, suddenly fell ill and died soon after. Charles's sister, Saint Catherine of Sweden, could never forget that it had been this evil queen who had separated her from her dear brother. The life of Queen Joanna became more wicked, so much so that she even refused her obedience to the Pope. Remember, in religion class we asked, "What is the Church?" And the answer was, "The Church is the congregation of all baptized persons, united in the same true faith, the same sacrifice, and the same sacraments, under the Holy Father, the Pope. And this evil queen, Joanna, decided she would not obey the Pope any more. At that point, Saint Catherine of Siena became alarmed. Living a wicked life was bad enough, but now this evil queen had separated her whole kingdom and all of her subjects from the church, and she would not take it. Because she knew that Saint Catherine of Sweden had high connections to the court, the two Catherines met, and Saint Catherine of Siena laid out her master plan. The two women, two Catherines, would jointly travel to Naples to convert Queen Joanna from her wicked life and make her and the kingdom again submit to the Pope. But to her big disappointment, Saint Catherine of Sweden did not want to go, but answered, "Listen, I know Queen Joanna of Naples. She is so wicked, she will never listen us. We would be totally wasting our time, and besides, we would just endanger our own lives for nothing." Saint Catherine of Siena tried to persuade her by telling that she had received a divine calling from God to go to this mission to convert Joanna and Naples. They should be counting on the providence and protection of God. And besides, if the queen would put them to death, that would be even better, because then they would become martyrs and go straight to heaven. But Saint Catherine of Sweden still was not convinced. She could not bear to face the woman who had caused her brother to die. And she even went to Saint Catherine of Siena's spiritual advisor and told him how bad idea the Naples trip would be. So Saint Catherine of Siena's priest called her and told her, "My daughter, your namesake Catherine of Sweden has informed me you have this grandiose plan of traveling down south and converting the queen and her nation. She thinks it's too dangerous a mission for you to, and really, I have to agree. So throw those plans from your mind. The trip is not going to happen." And this was perhaps the most difficult trial of Saint Catherine of Siena's life. Saint Catherine of Sweden had ruined the plans of her great mission trip, and it was extremely hard for her to do what Christ demands us to do, to forgive and to forget. Of course, she eventually did, otherwise she would not be a saint. But this story has many important lessons for us, children. Firstly, never be discouraged if you, because of some argument, have difficulties of getting over it. If even Saint Catherine of Siena struggled a little bit with forgiveness, it's hard for us to do too. But we have to, as Saint Catherine of Siena did, and also had to, we have to forgive whatever injuries we have suffered from the part of others. Holy Child Jesus heals only those souls who are willing to forgive and forget. As it says in the Bible, "Forgive your neighbors injustice, then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Should a man nourish anger against his fellows and expect healing from the Lord, think of the commandments, hate not your neighbor, and overlook faults." But you, children, also see in the story how wonderfully God can use people of all kinds. The two Catherines were so different, one a fiery and passionate Italian girl, ready to face all dangers, the other more timid and careful Scandinavian girl, cautious and careful, thinking always all the sides before making the decision. But both of them were saints. And isn't it amazing to think that the greatest trial in St. Catherine's life in following Jesus was not caused by her family, by her penances, or by evil queen or criminals. It was caused by another saint. This brings the second lesson. If even a great penitent like St. Catherine of Siena had little difficulties in forgiving and forgetting the injury she suffered, how great opportunity it is for us to become saints. Children, if you in the school get into argument when somebody says a rude word for you or tells you about the teacher or tries to provoke you to anger, how pleased and happy will Holy Child Jesus be with you if you just smile, forgive the injury right away, and treat your opponent with same grace and friendliness as before. That will be so much more pleasing than any penance or fasting you can do, because your rude opponent is a penance which you have not selected yourself, but which God has sent to you. And truly, as we heard, if you do not nourish anger against each other, you will be healed by our Lord. And the final thing I want to tell you, children, is to give you a fair warning. From the two St. Catherines, we should learn even more heavily that we should never nourish anger or argue with anyone. Because, after all, unless you immediately let your anger go away, you might get into an argument with a saint. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.